The Maral asks a question, which is a well-known kasha, is why Torah doesn't talk about Olam Haba. Why it doesn't say Olam Haba in the Torah anywhere beferish? The most we have is by Kibbut Av Ve'Em and by Shiloh HaKen, it says L'man Yarech Yomim, Arichet Yomim, Olam Shekolei Arach, Olam Shekolei Toiv, but it's only a remez for it. Since Olam Haba is such an Iker, it's almost the Iker, because the Olam Haba is really that which defines everything else. Without the concept of Olam Haba, nothing else makes any sense. If everything we do only has any meaning only for here, so then there's really no tachlis in anything. There's no nitzchias and there's nothing. Without nitzchias, there's nothing. Doesn't even give us a nitzchiastic relationship with the Rebbeinu Shel, much less in terms of schar, what we get out of it. So without Olam Haba, really nothing makes any sense. Like the Mishnah says, Olam Haza Dama Lepros, Olam Haba Dama Lepraklin. So the palace, the Olam Haba, is where you're trying to get. This is only the project. This is only the entrance way into Olam Haba. The whole meaning of Olam Haza is only as a way to get us there. Like the Mishnah of Shoyim talks about at the beginning, is that you said, Achsidus V'Shar Shavroida, and he says, what is it? It's Lis'anig. It's to have pleasure, but Lis'anig al Hashem. And he says, the ultimate tainig is in Olam Haba. But in order to get that in a way that will be beneficial to us, we have to be put here first. We have to be Oyved, and therefore we can come there. The Ramchal elaborates all over the place, in all the Kisrei Ramchal, all the Mitzvahim, by the concept of Olam Haba. I mean, from Chazal, Olam Haba is everything. This world is just the place we have to be in order to get there. Why didn't the Rebbeinu Shel give us, put us in Olam Haba directly, since he created us in order to be mativ to us, so then just give us Olam Haba. What do we need this for? Because it's not a hatova, like Chazal say, it would be nama de chsufa, it would be a bread of embarrassment. It wouldn't give us anything if we weren't able to be oyved and become the bilem of our own shlemus. It discusses at length. The bottom line is that we're here in order to get there. So it doesn't l'chayim make any sense that Olam Haba is not mentioned in the Torah when that is mamash tachlis of everything. So the Maral gives a number of terutzim to this kasha. I want to talk about one of the terutzim, which is really very apropos of Shavuos, talking about Torah and mitzvahs. The question is, why is Olam Haba not in the Torah? So he says, in order to answer that, you have to understand what the tachlis of Torah is. He says, the tachlis of Torah is not for Olam Haba. He says, Olam Haba is sholei mitzad atzmai. Torah comes to be mashlim. Olam Haba doesn't need shleimus. It is sholem. What is Torah coming to be mashlim? Olam Haza. Torah is coming to be mashlim Olam Haza. Olam Haza needs a shleimus, and Torah is coming to be mashlim Olam Haza. Therefore he says, I'll tell you his words, then we'll try to explain it a little bit. Therefore he says, that if Olam Haba would be in the Torah, then we would make the mistake and think that the tachlis of Torah is for Olam Haba. Therefore, Olam Haba is not mentioned in the Torah at all, so we should understand clearly that Olam Haba is not the tachlis of Torah. Tachlis of Torah is for Olam Hazeh. That's what he says, more or less. You can see it yourself, tell you where to look, try to give your own interpretation to what he says, but that's the gist of what he says. But L'chayr is a Pella, awesome. And the first time I saw this Maral, I was like shocked out of my mind. I couldn't believe, well, how could he say what he's saying? It goes against basically everything we just said the first 5 minutes over here. What he says goes against all the Chazal and all logic and any way of understanding what we're here for and what Torah is for and what it does and what we're supposed to be doing here. L'chayr goes against everything, flies in the face of any way we have of understanding what the reality is, what the tachlis of everything is, what the ikar is. And he says, no, Torah is not for Olam Haba, and therefore Olam Haba is not in the Torah, so we shouldn't make a mistake and think that that's what it's for. Right, it's not exact, it's a Pella. So, I think could be the pshat is like this. Explain the Maral. The Mishnah Perkei Avos, so we've spoken about this before, some of you maybe heard this word. The Mishnah Perkei Avos says, Al Tiyu Kavadim Sham Shemitzarav Amanasla Kabal Pras. Don't be over Hashem amanat v'kabel pras. By the way, this is Antignus Is Sarichai said this. His Talmidim, he had two Talmidim, Tzodok and Baisus. When they heard this Mishnah from him, when they heard this memory from him, that's where the Tzdukim and the Baisusim, they said, well, there's no schar. Said, don't be mishamish amanat v'kabel pras. They said, well, there's no schar. And they went off and basically they made an offshoot, another religion, and the Rambam says this, in Pesha Mishnah, he said that was the reason why the Tzdukim came about, was not because they had a philosophical argument in how to understand Judaism or how to learn Torah. They didn't believe in Torah Shebal Peh. The reason they rejected Torah Shebal Peh is because they wanted to make it come out the way they wanted. The Rambam says Pesha Mishnah. But anyway, he says, don't be mishamish amanas l'kabel pras. So Rav Chaim Voloshiner in the Ruach Chaim, his Pirshan Perkei Avos, asked a very simple but very amazing kasha. Says, why not? Why shouldn't we be oved amanas l'kabel pras? Isn't that the reason the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to be oved? He proves it. The reason the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to be oved him is so he can give us pras, he can give us schar. To give us schar without the avodah, so we wouldn't have anything from like this. Now, Medech Sufa. Therefore, in order to be mative to us, he has to give us the opportunity to be oved him, and in exchange for that avodah, he gives us schar. So that is the reason. And he tells us, Torah says it's l'tov lo. The Torah says that the reason for us to be oved is for our good. So if it says, if he tells us, that's the reason he wants us to be oved him. So he can be good to us. He can be mative to us, and that hatov is the schar. He tells us that's the reason. We know that's the reason. So Rav Chaim Voloshiner asks, so then why would Antignus Ish Sochei say, don't be oved for that reason? That is the reason. That's really the reason. We're supposed to make believe. We're supposed to like create an illusion or play mind games with ourselves. We know that's the reason. We're told that's the reason Ribbono Shel Olam tells us. That's what the real reason. But we're not supposed to think like that. We're supposed to imagine that we're being oved just because we're his avodim and we have to listen to what he says. And nothing to do with schar, even though we really know that's the reason, we know that's his purpose, but we're supposed to make believe we don't know that. What sense does that make? We should play mind games when we know the real reason, we should ignore it and make believe that it's not the reason? And why shouldn't we be able to for the right reason? How can we ignore what we know to be true, and why shouldn't that be the real reason? He says something very interesting. Says, the Gemara says, by Moshe Ben, Moshe Ben was begging, Veschanan, who's begging Ribbono Shel Olam, let him into Eretz Yisrael. So the Ribbono Shel Olam said, what do you want to go into Eretz Yisrael for? You want to go in for the Paris? So you can eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael? That's why you want to go in. You want to go in to be Mekayim the mitzvahs at Tluyas Ba'aretz, that you won't be able to be Mekayim outside Eretz Yisrael. So he says, Maila ni'alecha kilu kiyam. I will consider it as if you were Mekayim those mitzvahs, and I'll give you the schar of the mitzvahs. As if you were Mekayim the mitzvahs. And Moshe Benu said, okay. So he says, spell it. The Ribbono Shel Olam is Mephias Moshe Benu by telling him, you only want to go in for the mitzvahs. So I'll give you the schar, kili you Mekayim the mitzvahs. Not that he's going to do the mitzvahs, but he'll get the schar. So it sounds like what Moshe Benu cares about is the schar. So Ribbono Shel Olam says, don't worry, I'll be able to give you this schar. Whatever the pshat is, why by him is not going to be nama the chsufa, whatever the pshat is in that, why he can give him the schar as if he did the mitzvah when he didn't really do the mitzvah. But Lamaisi, he's not doing the mitzvah. He's telling you, I can give you the schar. Why is he happy about that? What does that do for him? That's why he wants to be, you're not supposed to be oivered for schar. Al-tiyu kavan v'msham shim s'vavam as kabal pras. So he says, that gemara l'chara is soyser the mishnah. So what's going on? So he says an unbelievable thing. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu could taka be oved for schar. He says, the Mishnah of Antignus Is Sochei goes for everybody except Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Says that Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to give up all of his schar, his entire nitzchias, for the sake of Kvod Shamayim. How do we know that? Because when the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, he said, no, don't destroy them. Vim ayin, if you don't agree not to destroy them, mecheni no misifach ha-sheker softa. Erase me from your sefer. Erase me from the sefer type. Which means, in other words, he was willing to give up his nitzchias that Klal Yisrael should continue to exist. Why? Because ultimately, hell, that's better for Kavod Shamayim. So for Kavod Shamayim, he was willing to give up everything personally. Everything that he would ever have personally. His entire nitzchias. No schar, no nothing. No existence. Willing to put himself out of existence for Kavod Shamayim. So, Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, somebody who's willing to give up all of his schar, everything, for the sake of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, he can be oived for schar. Why? Because when he's oived for schar, why did Moshe Rabbeinu want schar? If he wanted it for himself, then what's he giving it up? What's he giving? What's he willing to give it up for? That's everything he wants. That's everything he's being oived for. No, he's being oived for schar because he knows the Rabbanu Shel Olam wants to be mated. So he wants to enable the Rabbanu Shel Olam to be mated to him. Because that's what the Rabbanu Shel Olam wants. Ultimately, he understands that's the tachlis of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. That's the tachlis of all avoda, is the Rabbanu Shel Olam can give him the schar. So when the Rabbanu Shel Olam tells him, "Don't worry, ma'ila ni alecha, it'll be ke'ilu you did the mitzvah. I can give you the schar." Okay, nicham done. It's fine. But why does Moshe Rabbeinu want the schar? Because he knows that the Rabbanu Shel Olam wants to be native. V'haraya, it's not for himself; it's for the Rabbanu Shel Olam's sake. Because he's willing to give up everything for the Rabbanu Shel Olam. He's willing to give up everything for Kavod Shamayim. Mecheni no misifrecha. He says, Moshe, somebody who's willing to say, Mecheni no misifrecha, for Kavod Shamayim, he can be oived for schar. Because when he's oived for schar, he's not being oived for himself. He's being oived for the Rabbanu Shel Olam's sake. That's the avoda when you're doing it, because that's what the Rabbanu Shel Olam wants. I'm enabling him to give me schar in a way that he wants. That person could be oived for schar. He says that's Moshe Rabbeinu. He says the rest of us, when we focus on the schar, we focus on ourselves. The whole avoda is only for our sake, not for the Rabbanu Shel Olam's sake. He says so we can't. Antignas Yisachar is talking to everybody except Moshe Rabbeinu. He's saying the rest of us, we can't focus on the schar. It's true, we know that's why the Rabbanu Shel Olam wants to give us the schar, but we can't focus on that because we have to focus on what he wants, not what we want. So we have to focus on the avoda, even though we know that the schar is coming. But our focus can't be on the schar. Our focus has to be on him. Ultimately, the focus has to be on allowing him, helping him to do what he wants. So the way we do that is to be oived him without thinking about the schar. I guess he means, because otherwise we're not being oived him, we're being oived ourselves. If I only do something for you because what I know you're going to give me, so who am I doing it for? Doing it for me. So, okay, there's nothing wrong with that. Every business deal is like that. If we enter into a partnership, so I do for you, you do for me because it's good. I do for you because it's good for me. You do for me because it's good for you. But each one is only doing for ourselves. We're not doing for the other. What I'm doing for you is not for your sake, it's for my sake. But that's not avoda. So Mastam, what he means is that in order for it to be considered avoda, we have to really be doing it for him. So therefore, Antignas Yisachar says, don't think about the schar. Think about the avoda. Don't pay attention to the schar. Not that, that's not the reason. There is the reason. But pay attention to the avoda. Because otherwise, it's not even avoda. I want to elaborate. I'm not sure if this is chat in him or a little different. Maybe it's a little bit different because he's saying that's really only from Moshe. But I think maybe this is chat in him ultimately. Lamaisa, how do we deal with the fact that we know the reason is because he wants to give us schar? So how do we ignore that? How do we understand that? How do we understand? So what is Antignas Yisachar telling the rest of us? You know it's for the schar, but since if you focus on the schar, you're going to be doing it for yourself. Therefore, make believe still it comes out to the original question. Make believe there's no schar. Make believe that's not the reason. We know it is. How do we deal with reality and be able to run Islam in a real way? It can't be playing games, creating illusions in our minds. I think the meaning of Shabbat is like this. What does it mean to be over to Rabbanu Shel Olam? What does it mean to be over him? We're over him so he can give us schar. Because if he gives us schar without the avoda, then it's not good for us. The way that it'll be good for us, therefore the way that it'll be a hatov, which is what he wants to do, we have to be over. So what is avoda? What does avoda mean? Avoda means just do this so you can get that. Again, that's not avoda. Not doing anything for him, doing it for us. So how is it avoda? With the marshal, if somebody tells you to dig a hole in the ground, dig two holes in the ground, and then take the dirt that came out of this hole and put it in that hole. Take the dirt that came out of that hole and put it in this hole. That's what they do in the army to punish people. Because you feel like you did nothing. Why is that punishment? You know, there are jobs that you can work a lot harder at than that. Why do people do that to punish people? Because you after you get finished, Everything is exactly the way it was before. You accomplished nothing. There's no sense of accomplishment whatsoever. When you do something, there's no sense of accomplishment. You don't feel like you deserve anything for it. So how do we understand mitzvahs? Torah mitzvahs. The Rebbe Shalom says, do all these things, and in exchange for this, I'm going to give you a schar. Right? So what are we doing? What is the schar coming for? Is the schar coming for some kind of accomplishment? Or it's just, he tells us, if you go through the motions and make all this effort, I'm going to give you something at the end. Question is the schar magia us? Is the schar coming to us for what we did? Or it's just that, no, he told us that to begin with, if you do this, I'll give you that. Therefore, okay, he said he would, so now he has to give it to us. If it's the second choice, then ultimately all we dug ditches, we accomplished nothing. Just this is the way that he sets up the system so he can give us something. But in the end, it's not magia us anyway. In the end, it's still going to be nam and chzufa. There's no accomplishment intrinsically in the avoda we're doing. Other than it's a way of getting schar at the end. So again, we're being avid for ourselves. We're not being avid him. The reason that avoda creates a schar is because the avoda has an intrinsic accomplishment. We're taka doing something. We're creating something. Part of one way to understand is we're creating dveikus with Rabbanu Shlalom. Mitzvahs create a dveikus. Torah creates a dveikus. That dveikus itself is ultimately the schar. The mitzvahs that we do create the shleimus, which is the dveikus. There's a lot to talk about that. But we have to understand that being mekayim mitzvahs, learning Torah, that creates a reality which brings us the schar, maybe which is the schar. The schar is not just something he gives us at the end because we did what he told us to do. The schar has to be a direct result of what we did, of what we accomplished. We talk about doing something for the Rabbanu Shlalom, and what's magiyas in the end is schar. We have more to talk about that. But that's what Torah mitzvahs has to be. We have to understand, it's not just digging ditches so that at the end he can give us schar. He makes a deal with us, or whatever. We do whatever he says and he'll give us at the end. That's the same schar he could have given us without doing anything, because there's no sense of accomplishment. If we haven't accomplished anything for which we deserve schar, then ultimately it's namad chsuf anyway, because it's not anything that we deserve for any accomplishment other than he told us to do it, so we listen. So avoida has to be real. Avoida has to be a real sense of accomplishment, a real sense of creation, creating dveikus. Has to be that we're ultimately doing something for the Rabbanu Shlalom. That again needs much more of a hesber. In terms of the Tnuah Yisrael Kim, we're enabling him within the system he set up to be native to us. Doesn't mean that he's limited, doesn't mean he can't do what he wants and do it a different way, but that's, well, for now, let's just say, within the system he set up, we're enabling him to do what he wants, which is to be native to us through the Avodah. But the Avodah is, we're accomplishing by creating a Dveikus with him. And through that comes the Schar. That is the Schar. That's the Shleimus. So, Meila, we have to understand, Tignes Yisoyche is not saying, forget that there's schar, make believe there's no schar. He's saying, don't be oivid for schar, meaning what? Arkasha was, that's the Rabbanu Shalom's reason. That is his reason. But if we're only oivid for schar, that means we're not being oivid him, we're being oivid ourselves. What he's saying is, of course the schar comes at the end, and you know that's his reason telling you to be oivid. But our reason to be oivid him is not for the schar. Our reason to be avid him is to enable him to do what he wants to do. It's to do for him what he wants. It's to do for the Rabbanu Shlalom. It's to create the dveikus between us, which is what he wants. That will enable him to give us the schar that he wants to give us. And we know that's his reason. But the avoda has to create the dveikus. The avoda has to be real. It can't be defined simply by the schar that comes at the end. Otherwise it's not real, and otherwise there's no schar that's magiyas at the end. So I think ultimately that's what the B'chaim Malachi maybe is saying. Moshe Rabbeinu, who is willing to give up all the schar for the sake of Kavod Shemayim, so he could be oivid for schar, meaning oivid for schar, he's not being oivid for himself, he's being oivid to Rabbanu Shlalom, who wants to give him schar. That he could do. The rest of us can't start out with the focus on the schar, because if we're oivid for schar, then we're focused too much on what we want, not on what the Rabbanu Shlalom wants. So then we have to be oivid him and focus on the accomplishment of the avoda. We know that ultimately the Rabbanu Shlalom will give us schar in exchange for that, but we can't focus on the schar. But it doesn't mean we don't know that that is the reason. But we have to focus on the intrinsic value of the avoda. Otherwise, there's no schar coming at the end. That could be what the morale means also. When he says that Olam Haba is not in the Torah, so we shouldn't make the mistake of thinking that Torah is for Olam Haba. It means is that if we understand that Torah is for Olam Haba, and that the whole tachlis of Olam Haza, the whole definition of Olam Haza is Olam Haba, that would mean that we look at everything we do in Olam Haza as digging ditches and filling them back up. Everything we do here is just simply, I have to, really, I'm supposed to be an Olam Haba. That's what Rebbeinu Shlomo wants me, that's what he wants to give me. But he can't give me that unless I do what he says. Good, so he sticks me over here, and he tells me to do a lot of things which don't really mean anything, other than at the end, I know I'm going to get Olam Haba. If that's why we look at Olam Haba, at Olam Haza, then the whole tachlis is gone. Then it doesn't lead to the tachlis of Olam Haba. It's true, Olam Haba is the tachlis of Olam Haza. But the only way that tachlis will be reached is to understand that Olam Haza has intrinsic meaning, intrinsic value. And that is the avoid of Torah and Mitzvahs. That's what the Maral means, I think. That Olam Haba is not in the Torah, because we have to understand that even though that's the tachlis, but that's not the definition, that's not the meaning of Avodah. Olam Haba is the tachlis, but that's not what defines Avodah Hashem. That's not what defines. What defines this world, what defines what Torah does in this world, is what we have to do here. That the Avodah here has to be intrinsic, has to be real, has to be meaningful, has to be valuable, has to have value. Only then will it lead to the tachlis of Olam Haba. We have to understand this world, the value of this world, in and of itself. And that's what Torah is here to do. Torah is here to give us that intrinsic meaning to what we're doing here in our lives, in Olam Hazeh. That's why it leads to Olam Haba. That's why I think it's Pshat in the Mishnah. That's why I think it's Pshat in the Maral itself. So Torah, I mean, Torah and mitzvahs enable us. The Kabbalah of Torah, the whole idea of Torah is to enable us to create the reality of our own shleimus, which ultimately is Olam Haba. But to create that reality, we have to understand that Avodah is a real thing. Not that, what does Baruch Shalom need? He doesn't need anything from me. He's Shalom, he doesn't need, this whole thing is for my sake and for me, so he doesn't really need it. I'm not really doing anything for him. Which means that when I'm Choyte, I'm not doing anything to him either. I'm not doing an Avla, so what do I really need to do tshuva for? It's all about improving myself and making myself feel better about myself and raising my Madrega. It's all about me. No, it's not all about me, it's about him. It's about being Oved him. He's all about me, that's true. He's all about giving everything and being made to us. But the way that works is we create a relationship with him, and we understand that in exchange for that atava, we have to do avoida, and the avoida has to be real, it has to be meaningful, and we have to have a sense of it. If we have to have a sense of accomplishment in mitzvahs and Torah, everything is creating another chelik of that dveikus, everything is creating another accomplishment. Each mitzvah is it creates a reality which ultimately leads us to the nitzchias of Olam Haba. Also, you know, Tosfos and other Rishonim say that the din on Rosh Hashanah is for Olam Haba. The kash is, why do you need a din every year for Olam Haba? If the din is not in Chaim in this world, it's for Olam Haba. So then, when a person dies, that's when he can have a din for Olam Haba. What does he need a din for Olam Haba now? And there just said, Shiva and others say, that because that's kaveh what my mitzias is. My nitzchias tekem mitzias is really needs a kfias now in Olam Hazeh. I understand that is because Olam Hazeh is really my mitzias is being my nitzchias tekem mitzias is really being formed now in Olam Hazeh. What I'm doing here is creating my mitzias, creating my nitzchias. Not just now I'm living in a finite world and then the nitzchias comes later. Tzadikim b'misosim kuyim chayim v'shoyim b'chayim nikrim mesim. A tzaddik is called a chay here and that continues. A rosha is called a mes over here. Whether you're a mes or a chay over here, it depends if you're a tzaddik or a rosha. And that's what the din is on Rosh Hashanah, according to Lord Rishonim. The din is for your nitzchias because your nitzchias starts over here also. We have to create a shaykhis for our nitzchias to create our nitzchias over here also. So, I'm coming to Kabbalah Satara. Everybody should really look at part of the Kabbalah Satara is to understand that Torah is something that creates a reality, creates a nitzchias by us that we have a shaykhis to now. It's not just for later, it's for now. So that everything we do, every act, every mitzvah we do, every Stikol Torah we learn, and Dovah Shebekdusha we're involved in, all that is creating mamish nitzchias. Every single thing we do is nitzchias. It's not just a little thing that is very unimportant, other than the fact that one day I'm going to get schar for it. Not that that's not important also, but the way that happens is creating, you're talking about maisim nitzchim, we're involved in nitzchias all day when we're involved in Torah mitzvahs. So to have that mindset makes it an unbelievable experience.